This is the time we set aside each week to talk about Michigan products and businesses, our Made in Michigan Monday. And something interesting has been happening at Birchwood Mall over the last year or so. After years of the mall being mostly vacant, a lot of new businesses, local businesses, have popped up, and one of them is devoted to Michigan wares, and it's called Mostly Michigan. And joining us right now from Mostly Michigan, Michelle Matthews. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk about the special thing you're doing for high school kids this year. We'll get into that program, but first, I just want to talk about Mostly Michigan. What is Mostly Michigan?
Mostly Michigan is a collaboration of local artists, and we have a couple from up north in Michigan, but it's a collaboration of local artists where they have a place to sell their items. We do it on a consignment basis, so the artists set their own prices, and we just have a variety of different types of art.
And give us some examples. Who are some of the artists? What are some of the things you might find at Mostly Michigan?
We sell canvas prints, photo prints. We sell canvas paintings, hand towels, cutting boards, charcuterie boards. We sell stuffed animals, mini stuffed animals, clothing, T-shirts, hats, kitchenware, just about everything.
Yeah, you must always be on the lookout.
We even have some redneck bird baths for the yard.
What's a redneck bird bath?
It's a plunger.
That's pretty good. You must always be on the lookout for artists and crafters and people in Michigan that are making unique things.
Absolutely. I want a little bit of everything because I want people to come in the store and spend an hour looking around, like kind of be on an adventure.
Seems like the kind of place that would always be changing, too. If you were there a couple weeks ago, you might find something different today, right?
Absolutely. And if you have that special piece you want to get it right away because most of them are one of a kind.
What's it been like? When did Mostly Michigan open? How long have you had your store there?
We opened September 4th last year.
Okay.
We're almost at our year point.
Coming up on a one-year anniversary. But what is the atmosphere like at the mall these days? What's it like having a business there and kind of getting to know what some of the other businesses are? What's the atmosphere been like?
It's wonderful. It's a family atmosphere. With so many small businesses in there, everybody wants to support each other. We all want to lift each other up. We all want success for everybody in the mall. We want the mall to be successful. So if we can make it fun and to come into, which there has been more and more traffic, then we can make it last longer.
Great idea. One of the things that you're doing, and I want to focus in on this for a few minutes, is a formal wear giveaway. Tell us about this plan.
Yes, it's our Magical Moments formal wear giveaway. It was started on a whim, and we decided to give away a few dresses to some people that might be in need for homecoming, and it has blown up. Our town is amazing, the community is amazing, and they have donated so many dresses. We have dresses, suits, jackets, just for the men, ties, accessories, shoes, purses, all of that. And the students can come in and shop for free. There are no income requirements. They're just going to come into our store. It'll be held September 3rd and 4th at the old CJ Bank store in the mall. The mall kindly donated that space for us. And they just come in and shop and have a good time and get their formal wear for their homecoming dance.
This is a fantastic idea because I think a lot of people have formal wear in the back of their closet. They've worn it once or twice. They're not going to wear it again, or they're not likely to. They're not sure what to do with it. And then you've got these kids that are, obviously everything's expensive for kids and for their families. They've got homecoming and they've got prom and all these special things. They need the formal wear.
Right. And, you're right. Everybody has that dress that they wore once or that suit they wore once. They're never going to wear it again. Some child could have that on, or some teenager could wear that, and it could be the best night of their life because of that dress or that suit.
So tell us again, are you still looking for donations? If somebody's got something, what do they need to do to donate it? And then for those that want to shop for free, as you say. How is that going to work?
Okay, so what we do is we were accepting donations until August 21st at Mostly Michigan at the Birchwood Mall, or they can reach out to me at 810-357-8250, and I will pick up the items.
Okay.
I also have a team of volunteers that are helping do that as well.
Okay. And then if...
August 21st, correct?
Okay, through the 21st. And then for the students that might want to take advantage of this, when is that opportunity?
It'll be September 3rd and 4th during mall hours, which are 11 to 8 on the 3rd and 12 to 6 on the 4th, Saturday and Sunday. They just come on in. We will have them put their name in some raffles. We have some local businesses donating some services and restaurant gift cards and things like that to make their night even more special. So they'll all be able to enter into a free raffle. And then they go and find their dreamware. If they are unable to find something, we will do everything we can to accommodate everybody.
That's fantastic.
We have some donors sending in cash donations. So if we are missing some items at the end, we'll be able to go out and purchase those for the students.
Wow. Fantastic idea. Very generous community, as you said. It's going to be a nice benefit for a lot of our area students.
It's a wonderful area to do it in because everybody has just stepped up and been so amazing.
All right.
Incredibly amazing.
Well, check out Mostly Michigan. It's a Michigan theme, Michigan original store right here in the Birchwood Mall. Cool stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, Paul. Bye.